are checking in on the 122nd Fighter Wing, as we do every Friday at this time here on the show. And in order to make this check-in possible, we are hooking up with Base Commander Colonel Joshua Wagner, a.k.a. we call him Deuce. Good morning, Deuce.
Hey, Kayla. How's it going?
It's going well. I got to be honest with you. Today's topic really comes from a listener, because this specific listener, like all listeners, hear me refer to you as Base Commander Colonel Joshua Wagner. And so someone brought to my attention, how is he a commander and a colonel? And so it got me thinking about, you know, just different ranks there at the 122nd. So, Deuce, what are the different ranks?
Yeah, sure. So in the Air Force, there are basically two categories. They're officer and they're enlisted. So if you think of officer, it's management. Enlisted are essentially labor, white collar, blue collar. Those are the connections. The enlisted people are they do stuff. The officers just talk about doing stuff. So most of our base are those enlisted folks, about 90% of the Black Snakes, and they're really the backbone of the 122nd, and they're the ones that get after it and you know, do the job every day. So as an officer, I was enlisted right out of college. I was commissioned, and then I earned my ranks. And then now I became the wing commander and an 06 colonel.
How does one move from like an officer to a commander to a colonel?
Okay, sure. So again, most of our people are enlisted, and that's 90% of the force. They're the folks that that really kind of the entry level positions. Once you've earned a college degree, you have an opportunity to commission and become an officer. So for the officer ranks, you start out as a lieutenant and you really don't know anything at all. You work through a captain, major, and then you start earning more responsibilities, being in charge of programs, being in charge of people, and then eventually you can become a lieutenant colonel and a colonel. And there are only a handful of colonels on our base. Worst of all are the pilots. So in the Air Force, every pilot is an officer, and we're essentially just cavemen with good hand-eye coordination. But we do, you get an opportunity to lead because you're an officer and a pilot.
What's the highest rank there on the base?
It's actually the 06 colonel. I'm the highest ranked officer on this base. We have general officers in the state of Indiana, but they're at Joint Forces Headquarters in Indianapolis. But we just have an 06 me running the base.
I get this question also a lot every time we talk to you, Deuce. Who makes the call to deploy?
So that comes from the President of the United States in support of his national defense authorizations. Or the governor.
Mm-hmm.
So if we're, for example, Operation Lone Star is a program executed by Governor Holcomb to take Indiana troops to the border. Mm-hmm. And we're going to have some airmen go down to the border and support that. But we also have people deploying this summer all around the world in support of the president's priorities. So it's a dual role in the Guard. We take care of our governor and the president.
Do you know when your airmen will be deployed for Lone Star to Texas?
We don't have the specifics yet. They'll initiate some training and then they'll be gone for several months down there supporting that mission.
Well, I feel like I learned a lot this morning. I thought I knew the answers to most of those questions, but in fact, I did not, Deuce. So that's why we check in with you every Friday at this time here on the show. We'll check back in with you next week.
Sounds good to me. Thanks.
And that is our weekly check-in on the 122nd with Base Commander Colonel Joshua Wagner right here on WoWo.
Podcasts by Federated Media.